You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Afternoon. This is Reggie Hammond, your host for your Finding Your Forte Talk Radio show on Up to Me Talk Radio. We're really excited to bring you our Power Lunch Hour show for today. We have a pretty phenomenal guest that we have for some time now been trying to or hoping to bring to Finding Your Forte, and I am elated to introduce her to you. I would like for you to, if you're listening in, to just say hello and welcome to Dr. Tanya Lowe. Dr. Lowe, are you there?
Be here with you today.
Thank you so much for carving out some time with us today. This is going to be a really exciting conversation for a number of reasons, and I've got them all lined up here so that we can unpackage them and just enjoy this conversation. But before we dive in, I just want to acknowledge the artist that has shared with us the song that is the opening for our show, "Free Your Dreams," Shante Khan. And it's kind of an exciting time for her in that we recently had her as a guest on Finding Your Forte about a month ago, and it was just ahead of the release of her new album. And this was a really exciting experience. We had a chance to go to the studio with her in talk radio mode, which was new for her, but a different experience for her. And then a few days later, the executive producer for Up to Me and I got our friends together and went and caught her album release show hosted by Next Level Events. And so it's a really exciting time for her. I would definitely encourage you to check out Shante Khan's new album release on whatever listening platform. And definitely give it a listen. This song gets us inspired and in the right state of mindset each week, and we encourage you to get more of that through her new album. But back to the task and the guest at hand, Dr. Lowe, we really thank you for joining us today. I just really want to start our conversation just with an acknowledgement. One of the most exciting things about the work we do with Your Crescendo, particularly through this Finding Your Forte program, is when we have the opportunity to really early in the vision casting mode and the life cycle for a person or a solopreneur or the venture that they're bringing to life, we have the humbling opportunity to be a part of the conversation of what that vision looks like. And then we have a chance, and then to kind of take a step back and watch that thing take off. Your thing has absolutely taken off. And it is just, I just want to express to you here at the top of our conversation how humbling and how appreciative and grateful we are that you allowed us to be a part of that conversation. And I really want to have our conversation today start with kind of almost a bit of a back down memory lane trip to some of our early conversations and how you've seen those unfold into fruition. How is that for a game plan?
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful game plan, Reggie. And, I want to just say that I appreciate that you were there from the beginning and that you really helped me to shape where we are now in the business and the brand, and I'm excited to share that with your audience today.
Well, so am I. And somebody, I'm certain of this, someone is going to hear this story. Someone is at the point you were, was it maybe 4 years ago, and they had this concept of what you think can unfold, and then you put in the work, and you invested the time, and you lined up the resources to basically bring life to your vision. And I think that anyone that's kind of sitting at that, you know, fork in the road can take significant encouragement, just a tank full of fuel from hearing your story and the way that it unfolded as something that they can emulate for themselves.
Great.
So let's go back, Dr. Lowe. I mean,
okay.
You know, kind of, if you don't mind, you know, give us your side of the story. You know, of course I got mine, but your side of the story, kind of where your head was at when we were in our purpose discovery mode and thinking about the vision for what has now become the iconic Riot Starter movement that is turned into some phenomenal events that I can't wait to make sure that you tell, and if you don't tell them, I'm going to tell them about the Riot Starter Symposium and the Riot Starter Telesummit and the Riot Starter Chat. I'm just so excited to have been at the beginning of the conversation when you said, I think I want to embrace the Riot Starter movement.
Yes.
And you absolutely
yes.
watched it unfold. So tell us what that was like.
So, Reggie, you know, when I when we started working together, you know, I was in a place of loss. You know, my business, when I first started out, you know, I hit the ground running. Was making six figures. I had clients. Things were going really, really well. And then I hit that wall about 4 years in. Hit the wall. And started experiencing a lot of loss. My business lost about $30,000. I realized that there were some things that, you know, I don't know what I don't know in order to really take this thing to the next level. So as I licked my wounds, I started thinking, you know, what have I learned from this loss? And I learned that I needed new skills. I learned that I needed community. I learned that I needed to diversify. And I also learned that I needed to mastermind and create and strategically think with someone who could help me see what I couldn't see to get to the next level. And so that's when we started doing our work together, because I knew that it was time to realign and redevelop my business, my mission, my vision, and really move from that place of I created a job for myself to actually creating a brand and a business. You see, when I started out, you know, of course, I didn't know this at the time because money was coming in, I had clients, I was going to the bank, that I created a job for myself. And so once you hit that wall and you realize I've taken myself as far as I can take myself, which is where I was. I've taken myself as far as I can take myself. I need some help. And if I don't get the help that I need, I'm going to have to go back and get a job. And I knew that that was not an option for me because my purpose was so much bigger than the losses that had occurred in my business.
And, you know, it's so profound to hear you talk about that through that lens, because I remember from our work, so, you know, it's interesting because we didn't really focus on the loss when we started work. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Like, in fact, it's kind of interesting to hear you bring color to that, because that wasn't something we focused on at all. What we
focused on. Go ahead.
I'm excited about this conversation because I remember the great stuff we focused on. I remember you having had instances, and I'm going to call them flashes of brilliance, where you had a couple of speaking engagements And anybody who has seen you in action as a speaker knows that you completely go to another level when you're a speaker. And it's so interesting because I had, you were so generous with, we have a beautiful community in that we support each other's ventures. And
yes.
I remember a conversation with one of the partners from Accenture that came and attended something that where you were a panel discussion. And afterwards, she made this comment. She said, you know, Dr. Lowe was clearly the professional speaker on the panel. Everyone else was just kind of talking in the conversation. But she is next level as an orator and the way that she expresses her thoughts. And I thought, it was something that, I'll be honest with you, I took for granted. Certainly it showed up on our, when we kind of went through the passions, gifts, and motivations, it
yes.
clearly showed up in the passions. And we definitely put it front and center in terms of the strategy we wanted to build with regard to how we built your brand. But you really are a standout speaker, and I've just been elated to watch that particular side of your business unfold.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to say that by the time I got to you, Reggie, the reason we hardly spent any time on the loss, because I knew that I put as much energy into the loss that I needed to. And I knew that I didn't want to waste a single minute of our time, co-creating what was to come. So the loss is what got me there. And I want people that are listening to understand that through loss can be a wonderful, beautiful way to start a change. So, I surprise myself now when I talk about that, because I remember there was a time when I couldn't even talk about the loss without being in tears, without thinking, oh, my God, what have I done to my business? But then what I really did was gave my business and myself a rebirth so that I could start again. So for folks who are thinking, my business isn't going the way I want it to go, or even my career, that you can start over again, but you've got to get in community, and you've got to have a guide, and you've got to be honest about not knowing what you don't know.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. Because that is so absolutely inspiring, and there's somebody that really needs to hear that. That gave me goosebumps, and I'm not even exaggerating. Because, we all experience loss, and we all experience it, particularly in the world of entrepreneurship. Hello, somebody.
Particularly
in the world of entrepreneurship, you got to ride the ebbs and the flows, the peaks and the valleys. And it's not what happens to you, it's how you manage it, and how that impacts what you often talk about, your mindset, and that you have brought to making sure that your mindset is stained on what you're trying to create. I love your word, this whole notion of co-creating and community. You had me hook, line, and sinker in that conversation, and I didn't even know that's what we were doing. All I know is I had the humbling responsibility to hear about the work that you were doing, to extract out the passions, the strengths, the motivations, to navigate the conversation to us being able to claim a purpose statement and to get clear on the impact that was most fulfilling for you, and then use those things to frame up your strategy going forward. For me, it's work that I'm excited to be able to do with clients, but for you, it didn't require a lot of digging. It was, I'm excited when I have these, when I have podcast guests on for clients, and then I go digging through the Dropbox files for their old Forte statement. So of course I've got yours here in front of me, and it's really powerful to see. Like I'm I'm usually preparing to, like, when I do it, I'm preparing to get people, get guests on their heels. A little secret about me. That's one of the things I like doing in conversation. Adds a little flavor. But there's nothing to put you on your heels about here, especially as I think about, like, your strengths and the, you know, the activator and the self-assurance strengths that you are so very naturally embracing and walking in with, you know, prominence and assuredness. You know, I just have to applaud the extent to which you're doing those things.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you know, the thing about it is, and there's a quote, I don't remember who says it, but no one does anything great alone. And so I am so grateful for, again, you know, I keep going back to community, you know, community, my purpose coach, my, you know, all these people who helped me to stay in the mindset. You know, to stay in that mindset of moving forward, and so that's what it was for me.
And you know, I think for me it's kind of helpful that we kind of rally our conversation around the statement that we landed on you that, and you know, this is something that I think is really clear for people. It's been a little while since we've claimed this purpose statement, and to be clear on this, you know. Purpose statements don't necessarily have to stay static. A lot of times people operate in them and they evolve. Or as you get closer to visions, they get clearer and you declare, you know, what it is. You make whatever enhancements to it that you need to. But we were really clear with you in terms of your calling to help people move beyond being mediocre and to teach them how to achieve greatness in business and in life. And I have to say that you've had, you know, surgeon's precision around the messaging around those kind of two parts of the work that you're called to do. Everything from, and you know, and being able to take people from that mediocrity and to flip it on its head and give people a much more inspiring call around how do you go about starting a riot. How have you seen that evolve for yourself? Like, is that still central to the work that you're doing, or have you seen it evolve into, you know, something different or more precise?
You know, Reggie, it's evolved, but it's evolved into a larger space. So, you know, when people ask me, you know, my why, this is my legacy work. You know, this is my legacy work, and that's how I serve people. I serve people with finding that freedom to remove themselves from mediocrity as far as creating a new legacy for themselves. And so it's still the same, but now I'm doing it on larger scales. I'm doing it internationally. I'm working with different groups of professionals, people who, when you look at them and you say, well, you've already reached it, but they want to go higher. And sometimes those mindset gremlins jump in, or maybe they've experienced some losses that they can't come back from as easily. And then we work together to, you know, then I help them co-create that wonderful vision, bring their vision and their purpose to fruition. So I would say that it's still the same. It's still the same. Because we, as people, as humans, we're not meant to be just average and mediocre. We are supposed to be the best that we can be every day in every interaction. And that's the only way that we're going to see change in our families, our children, our communities, if we move beyond average and mediocre. We move beyond the loss. We move beyond the pain. We move beyond those things that keep us stuck, and we gimmer, which is a term we use in Riot Starter Nation, gimmer, get your mind right. Everything starts with getting your mind right.
I learned a new term from Dr. Lowe today. Not surprised. You got it. You got
to
give.
You know, we have to have our own language. We have our own language.
Oh, yes,
you know.
You absolutely do. Trust me. I'm learning the language of the Riot Starters. And I'd like to think of myself as one.
Well, you most definitely are one.
But when you think about, you know, we had a conversation that was really specifically focused on how you want to see your impact. And, you know, if life for you was a scoreboard, you know, what would be the metric that made you know that you were making progress and impact in the way that your legacy calls? And for you, it was all about organizations that develop their human capital and evolve their culture to somewhere people want to work. You know, mm-hmm. do you continue to see that happening through some of the organizational work that you're doing?
Yes, yes. And I think that is still very powerful work, because we spend so much of our time, if you're in the corporate environment or the business environment, you spend so much of your time there. And, you know, what you bring to the table to be able to shine and excel sometimes requires a little extra push. And so, yes, very much still working with helping people to start riots wherever they sit, wherever they are on the planet.
Hey, so that is, I mean, it's almost as if I paid you for that segue. That's a great segue. Yes, you know where I'm going. As wherever you can serve them on the planet, is interesting language for you to use. No one is surprised to hear that language from you in acknowledge of your Dora the Explorer moniker. One of the things I always appreciate about you is you took that wanderlust that you have and didn't allow it to just kind of thing that was a hobby or an interest or just something you like to do. You took it to the next level and said, from a strategic perspective, it's not just okay to kind of settle on the fact that I love to go to a cool place. Like, I love to go to, you know, places far and wide to visit. That was just not enough for you to just be in visit mode. Like, you had to be in impact mode when this happened, or clearly you wouldn't have this wanderlust. It's not like you would just kind of have this casual thing. And I think a lot of times people overlook their passions or things that they, you know, really enjoy and don't take advantage of the opportunity to bring them to the work that they do in a compelling way. Like, for me, it's, you know, I've always been a music enthusiast and was a musician. So for me, it makes a whole lot of sense to be talking about finding your forte and your crescendo. But for you, it's this wanderlust. It's, I want to see the world. And not only do you want to see the world, but you want to impact the world. And I just happen to know that Dora just came back from a trip, a pretty seemingly phenomenal trip, to Kenya to do mission work. So, you know, I wasn't going to let you off this call without you telling us about that experience.
You know, Reggie, you truly know me. You know, I do have this wanderlust for travel, and I do have not only a local, you know, personal mission, but my desire, my vision is to expand Riot Starters, you know, to create Riot Starters all over the world. And so I started doing this by getting involved on a mission trips. And so we just got back from Kenya, where I had an opportunity to train leaders on leadership and how to develop the leaders around them and how to create ladder holders in their churches, in their communities, and in their organizations. And so, you know, for me, it's creating that next level leader abroad, that next level leader helping people start their own riot for their country, for their tribe, for their village. And so I've had an opportunity to do that in Kenya, in Jacmel, Haiti, and in Trenchtown, Jamaica. So, yes, it is definitely a part of my mission and my vision, as well as my legacy.
You know, that's so fascinating. I would love it if you would kind of, or a class or an experience that for you represent was, you know, kind of iconic of this experience, or if you brought back one picture to show us here on Finding Your Forte about that experience that really kind of says it all about what that experience was all about. And, you know, maybe it was a personal breakthrough you made with someone, or maybe it was something that was going to be really impactful for someone. But tell us what's going on in that picture that you brought.
So for me, it was really about relationships. You know, here in, you know, we're both in the Metro Atlanta area. You know, we've got our calendars and we've got our schedules and we've got, you know, I've got to be here at this time and here at that time. And so going to Africa, they were so excited to see people from America. So first of all, it's like, wait a minute, I'm the minority. You know, so here I'm the foreigner, you know, people from America coming to serve them. And so we had our schedule, we had our plans, but if we were somewhere at 10 o'clock and we had to be somewhere at 12 o'clock, it wasn't a big deal because it was all about the relationship. It was all about, we're in relationship now. Yes, you just taught us, and now we're about to have tea, and now we're going to further develop this relationship, you know, this partnership with you. And so whenever we got to the next place, the next location, we were always on time, and then it would all start all over again. And so what I take from that is that a lot of times we are so focused on the next that we are not really involved in where we are. We're not taking that time to truly build and develop and nurture relationships with the people that we are, that we say we want to be in relationship with, you know, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether whatever it is, we're not spending that time being there. So for me, it really reinforced, you have to be in the moment. And when you're in the moment, be in that moment. So it wasn't enough that, you know, we didn't have really good internet, so you're not going to have everybody on their phone being distracted. You have to be in the moment, in relationship, in communication, in dialogue with where you were until it was time to go to the next place. So for me, bringing that experience back, I'm thinking about how can I, because here in the States, we are time conscious, and it was an adjustment for me, but how can I create deeper relationships with my circle, with my community, and with people that I've yet to meet? How can I make them more authentic, more genuine, more rich from just learning, you know, and being a part of that experience in Kenya?
That's so rich. And this whole notion of being in the moment is something that has worldwide impact and implications. And if we only had one thing to take away from this conversation, that is definitely a tidbit as I think about this conversation and conversations I need to have today. For me, it does nothing to start to think about these other conversations when I have the richness of the value of the conversation I'm in to be able to get the most from it and share the most from it and impact others with it. So thank you so much for sharing that. You know, is there, before we go to break, is there any, you know, maybe there's a person that you met that really kind of made an impact on your trip, or someone that really stood out? Like, is there, you know, bring us, you know, take us, grab our hand and take us through, you know, take us on a walk through the experience that you had.
Wow, you know, Reggie, the experience was so powerful, because, and it's hard for me to put my finger on one person. You know, we spent time. You know what? That's not true. Let me back up. There was something. So while we were there, we were with the church leaders, we were with children, we were with families, we were with college students. But there was an experience that really, really touched me on our last day of training. About 50 or 60 church leaders, they wanted to thank us for being there, And so they came up and they asked some of the women from the village to come up, and they didn't speak English. They only spoke Swahili. But they came up and they, after a song, a beautiful song in Swahili, they began to pray for us. I had no idea what they were saying, what the words were, but I could feel the appreciation. I could feel the connection. I could feel the ancestors, because the woman that was praying for us, just her voice just reminded me so much of my grandmother. And it was then at that moment that they had been sitting in training with us for 2 or 3 days that and listening, you know, via a translator, that they connected with what we were sharing, that they wanted to learn more, and that they were so grateful for having had the experience. And so being in that moment at that time, it didn't matter about any of the other things that weren't going right or didn't go the way I felt that they should go. In that moment at that time, I knew, I felt that we had done what we came there to do, and
wow,
that that the community, they were pleased.
That's heavy. That is heavy. Thank you so much for that. That's profound and remarkable and a whole lot of other extreme adjectives that I'm humbled to be able to have you share that experience, and I would imagine that our listeners are as well. That's probably a good place for us to take a break so we can catch our breath. What an amazing experience. And what we'll do now is just take a really short break, and when we come back, Dr. Lowe, we'll pick up with where things are for Riot Starters right now and, like, what's on the horizon for you. So please stay with us. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back. Hopefully everyone is still with us. We're having a phenomenal conversation with Dr. Tanya Lowe. She just gave us a bit of a glimpse into the mission trip that she just returned back from. I imagine she's still trying to get her stateside feet under her as she reestablishes her presence here. Dr. Lowe, it's been amazing to watch your work unfold, and I've shared that with you. And I know that you've got all kinds of goodness on the horizon that you seem to always be in planning mode, and I'll give away a little bit of our personal conversations, but I got just tickled at the excitement that you got about a new element that you're adding to your symposium that's coming up, and some of the pictures you shared that are going to be some of the space, potentially some of the space you're going to be hosting. But maybe we ought to back up a little bit and tell people about Riot Starters and the events that you have on the horizon, and then maybe you could tell them about the new element that you're adding to the event this year.
Awesome, great. So Reggie, from our work together. You know, I've grown so much as a businesswoman, as a CEO, as a connector. And what it has done for me is it's truly ignited my creativity. Now, it's always been there, but I think when you are in the realm of business, true entrepreneurship, you're always in a creating mode. And so when I share the story about, you know, this part of my business now was birthed from loss, you know, there were a lot of things that were created that have just been amazing. You know, the book, my first book was created, the Riot Starter Symposium, the Riot Starter Academy, the Riot Starter Podcast, the movement, all of these things came from that. And so right now we're in Riot Starter season, which I call Riot Starter season. We just wrapped up a 7-day Power 2017 Global Telesummit that actually gets people excited and interested into attending our Riot Starter Symposium. And 2018 will be the 6th year of this symposium, where we really help people to connect to where they want to go in the new year, connecting them with phenomenal speakers and phenomenal experiential activities that they can create their plan when they're right there in the room. So we're not talking like a lot of bobblehead. We need you to have your plan when you walk out the door. And so next year, 2018, we are adding a VIP day component for 25 to 30 people. We may have space for 30 people, but it's going to be in an undisclosed secret location. It's going to be a day of actually planning where you want to take your team, I've really been meditating, if you will, on what is going to be the process, what is going to be the focus of the 2018 symposium. We've talked about so many different things. And so it's been in my spirit that we really need to focus on teams, you know, the people part of teams, the policy part of teams, the productivity part of teams, and yes, the profit part of teams. And so on that VIP day, it'll be an opportunity for people to bring their team, a team of five. They can bring their team and really, you know, just really operate in learning about how to make their team stronger, how to, you know, move past barriers to create the leaders, because, you know, everyone's a leader, but to create those leaders with those strengths that they need to take your business and or your career or your organization to the next level. So I'm really excited about the VIP day. I'm really excited about the venue and just a lot of the exciting things that we have coming up in 2018.
So I didn't tell too much. I just learned that it was supposed to be undisclosed. Did I mess something up?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Oh, okay. I am the worst secret keeper, so I just wanted to make sure that I didn't ruin it again for anybody. But of course, you know, I have had the opportunity the opportunity to attend symposiums in the past, and I can personally vouch for the amazing relationships and the shift in and setting of mindset that typically occur. You always bring phenomenal speakers and workshops and even vendors. So I'm really looking forward to see how you do your thing this time.
Thank you. We are too.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So, Dr. Love, if you don't mind, I want to, you know, shift the conversation a bit. And, you know, when I have folks like you in conversation that are thinkers in terms of the horizon and where we're headed and, you know, what you see, if you were a futurist, if you will, And, you know, this perspective from you will be really powerful given your thought leadership in the human services space. And one of the areas that you specifically called out that you want to be able to have impact was the number of people who recognize their purpose and impact. So from your vantage point, based on what you're seeing in the people and the cultures and the teams and the organizations that you're having the opportunity to engage, paint us a picture of the future that we're headed into. Tell us what it looks like to have people who recognize their purpose and impact, and in what ways do we see, like, what things do we see differently? What set of visions come to mind for you? What are some consequences? Just kind of tell us what you see when you think, 10, 20 years out from a world where you've been able to do that.
Wow. So when people are truly operating in their purpose, my vision, then what I see in my mind movie is that there's a lot of clarity. And so, there's not all this fuzziness, this haze. It's people are very clear about what their purpose is and how they need to move and operate in that purpose. And from that clarity becomes the creation. So they're creating opportunities for business, opportunities for within the workplace. They're creating opportunities in nonprofit organizations. They're creating. So they have that clarity. They're creating. They have this level of awareness or consciousness, if you will, because they know that everything stems around mindset. Everything stems around mindset. So you've got this clarity, you've got this creativity going on, you've got this high level of consciousness. And so this high level of consciousness is really keeping everyone in that place of movement. And the only way that you can move and you can keep moving is if your mind is right, if your mind is focused on what it is you want to accomplish, how believing that you can accomplish it, and then putting the blood, sweat, and tears behind it to make it happen. And so in my mind movie, there's not a lot of complaining. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of action. And then the last thing that we see is there's a lot of lifting. There's a lot of lifting, up of people who they may not quite get it, and that's okay, but they want some of it. They want to experience it. They want to experience it for their life, their business, and their career, but most importantly, their legacy. They want to be a riot starter. So that's what I see in my movie.
That's really profound. Thank you so much for sharing that. And if I can get you to stay in your movie just for a moment, and then, like, zero in with your high focus, strong lens camera and tell us what the future looks like for Riot Starter. What do you see happening, say 5-10 years out? What can we expect to see from Dr. Lowe and Riot Starter?
Wow, we see Riot Starter as a licensed movement where people can say, I want to do Riot Starter in my community, and they can actually purchase a license to do that. We see Riot Starter going global, going internationally, and not really knowing, what it's going to be called when it goes globally, internationally, because the term Riot Starter, it means disrupting, disrupting the status quo here in America. But, of course, riot in other countries has a different connotation to it. So definitely creating more mindset movers and shakers in other countries and helping them to be the light and be the model for other people to walk and create their purpose. And then there's more books. There's more books in the future. There's a new book that's coming out very soon in 2018. And I'm sure that there's probably going to be a couple of more after that as well.
Mm. Okay. That's outstanding. That is outstanding. So let's talk about some of, you know, so as you look at the things that you have, you know, kind of currently in flight, beyond some of the work that you're doing, you know, as a riot starter, but take us into, you know, to the extent that you can, take us into the work and the relationship of, you know, maybe a client that you have in flight right now, and talk about some of the impact you've been able to have with that client and how it's unfolding and, you know, kind of where you started from. Give us kind of a day in the life of Dr. Lowe with regard to the clients that you're working with.
Mm. So, Reggie, you know, I am America's favorite mindset coach. And
this is true.
One of the things that I have been doing in collaboration with another partner is I've been doing a lot of mindset work with high-level executives and physicians. And one of the things that I think about, one of the clients that I think about when we started working together, she was in a place of what I call the lack mindset. You know, I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to do. And so a lot of times I think the misnomer is that we think, well, you're already a physician. You can do anything. And I'll say this, that whenever you want to go to the next level, you want to go higher than where you are, those gremlins, those mind monkeys, they're going to poke their head out, and you better have you some support to help you get around them and around them and beyond them so that you can keep climbing to your next level. And so we've been working together now for maybe about 6 months, and she's creating a whole she's an endocrinologist, but she wants to create a whole wellness concept program. And so in that, you know, mindset is huge. I mean, she's a doctor. She knows what it takes to create the wellness program, but a lot of times we're stifled by, can I do it? I don't know. This is hard. It's hard. No one said it was going to be this hard. It's easy being a physician. And so just working around those things that keep her from moving, you know, with a lot of the execs, that's the thing that I'm doing, is working with them on keeping them from stopping, keeping them from relapsing back into old behavior, keeping them from getting stuck, so that they're no longer creating that thing that's been placed inside of them that's a part of their purpose. And so here we are 6 months later, and things are finally starting to materialize for her because she stayed in the fire. See, when the fire gets, when the heat gets turned up, we want to get out of it. But because she stayed in the fire, one of the things that she would say is, you know, no one will help me, no one will help me. And we created affirmations and mental statements around that. And she actually just posted a few days ago that, you know, wow, this stuff really works, because all month I've got people coming out of the woodwork to help me. Well, it's her mindset, because when your mind is in the right place, then you'll see the opportunities when they're coming towards you. But if you're in that negative space, if you're in that space of nobody's going to help me, poor me, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, then you're not going to see anything. You're not going to see the things that are coming towards you to that present as an opportunity. So I'm really proud of the work that we're doing together, as far as, you know, laying the foundation for her business, but then keeping her at that level of a vibration that's needed so that she can create. And I think for many of us, if for your listeners, if they're listening, we've got to be so careful about our energy level. We have to be so careful about the vibration that we maintain, especially when we're in a creative space. Because what happens is once we go down into that dip, many of us stay there instead of coming out sooner, quicker, faster. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have a dip. You're going to have a dip, but you can't stay in it for 90 days.
Wow.
You can't stay in it for 6 months because the world needs whatever it is that you're trying to birth. They need you to get back on it. And then that dip will become a part of your story and a part of your testimony to help someone else.
That's so profound. I really appreciate you sharing that. And Dr. Lowe, I can't say enough how much I appreciate you coming on the show today, sharing your experiences, casting visions in the future, sharing insights on where things are headed with Riot Starter. It's also very exciting. I'm just pleased to be able to share a little bit of the excitement I get from you in our one-on-one discussions with our bigger, broader audience of listeners for the Finding Your Forte. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so for listeners that are tuning in, I am thank you for joining the conversation with Dr. Tanya Lowe of the Riot Starter. She is founder and CEO, and we invite you to continue to join these conversations of professionals, entrepreneurs, practitioners that are in pursuit of purpose in their business and their careers, and the amazing stories that come as a result of that pursuit. We encourage you to have an amazing day as you continue to work through the prosperity that is on the daily horizon for you. And with that, we leave you and encourage you to find your forte, compose your masterpiece, and play your crescendo. Have an amazing day. We'll see you next week.
Uh-huh.